My nephew, who is really quite a successful novelist, is in the habit of comparing life at St. Mary Mead to the scum on a pond. But as I once pointed out to him, if you were to smear that scum on a slide and examine it under a microscope, you would find it teeming with life of a quite unexpected kind. Take the vicarage, for example. A haven of righteousness and tranquillity, you might think. But you would be surprised.
We present June Whitfield as Miss Marple and Francis Matthews as the Reverend Leonard Clement in Agatha Christie's Murder at the Vicarage.
I can only say that if someone were to murder Colonel Prothero, they'd be doing the world a great service.
Do you think that's a fit and proper remark for a member of the cloth to make at the lunch table, particularly when he's wielding a carving knife?
Here's the greens.
It'll be remembered against you, Uncle, when the old boy is found bathed in blood. You'll give evidence, won't you, Mary?
And the dumplings. That's it, then. I hope you enjoy it.
Moist dumplings, half-cooked greens. Can't you teach that woman anything?
I do try, but it only makes things worse. It's a pity I'm such a rotten housekeeper.
Griselda is a good 20 years younger than her poor husband and is quite incapable of taking anything seriously. She treats the parish as a kind of huge joke arranged for her amusement.
Think how lucky you are not to be torn to pieces by lions or burnt at the stake. Bad food and lots of dust and dead wasps is really nothing to make a fuss about.
I am not making a fuss.
At any rate, the early Christians didn't have to put up with church wardens. What's Colonel Prothero done to upset you this time?
Pompous old idiot. No wonder his first wife ran away from him.
I don't see what else she could do.
Griselda, I will not have you speaking that way.
And I doubt if her successor will stand the course. She must be at least 20 years younger than he is.
You mustn't say things like that, Dennis. You know Leonard will take it personally.
Sorry.
Well, what exactly is the trouble with Prothero? Is it Mr. Hawes genuflecting and crossing himself all the time?
Yes, I really must have a word with Hawes. I am accustomed to having teething troubles with new curates, but that man... No, it's all to do with Mrs. Price Ridley's wretched pound note.
Oh, that woman is a troublesome old busybody.
Well, the Sunday before last, she says she put a pound note into the offertory box. It was the anniversary of her son's death. When she saw the collection notice that I'd pinned up in the porch, the highest item mentioned was a 10-shilling note.
She probably didn't notice the difference.
Well, that's what I suggested. She really became quite indignant. Off she went to complain to Colonel Prothero. He was most offensive about it. He insists on going over all the church accounts with me, in case of defalcations.
What are they, when they're at home?
Well, I think he's accusing me of embezzling church funds.
Oh, nobody could possibly believe you'd do a thing like that, darling. You're so transparently above suspicion. Well, it would be a wonderful opportunity. It's quite an idea I could do with a new hand. When's he coming, anyway?
Tomorrow evening.
Have you got a vicarage tea this afternoon?
Oh, I most certainly have.
Who's coming?
Mrs. Price Ridley.
Oh, what?
And Miss Weatherby and Miss Marple, all the old biddies.
I rather like Miss Marple. She has at least a sense of humour.
Oh, she is the biggest nosy parker in the village. She knows every single thing that goes on.
I've seen her with a pair of binoculars. She pretends she's watching birds.
And I've asked Mrs. Lestrange to come, though I know she won't, of course.
Oh, that's the woman who's taken Little Gates?
Mm-hmm. Oh. There's something very mysterious about her arriving down here and hardly ever going outside the house. She's like something out of a detective story. Who was she, the mysterious woman with the pale, beautiful face? The only person she ever sees is Dr. Haydock.
It all sounds perfectly grisly. I hope you're not expecting me to help out with your tea.
Well, yes, I was rather, Dennis.
Well, I'm afraid I shall have to disappoint you. I've been invited up to the old hall for a game of tennis with lettuce.
Oh, beast.
The path through the woods, from the vicarage to the old hall, goes past my cottage window, and one really cannot help noticing all the comings and goings. Lettice Prothero, for instance. She's the Colonel's daughter, by his first marriage.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?